This podcast was made on the 3rd of June at my grandmother's bedside as she was dying a couple weeks short of 104 years old. 1 week later, she died on the 10th of June. Now, last month, I had already been to Chicago to give her extreme unction and the apostolic pardon. But at the point of today's podcast, I decided it was time for the prayers of the commendation of the soul and the prayers called on expiration, even though she would expire a week later. In any case, I had no intention of recording such an intimate moment of prayer and family life, but when I got to the nursing home, I realized how edifying these prayers would be for everyone listening to hear. The first part of this podcast is the commendation of the soul with the litany of the dying. Next are three prayers for mercy. Thirdly is the prayers called De Expiratione, which is the prayers prayed by the penitent at the very moment of expiration, or if the person is not able, by the priest in his or her stead if the penitent is not conscious. My grandmother was not conscious, so you will hear me praying all the parts of both the priest and the dying person in this podcast. When I was praying these prayers, but I had two candles lit and holy water sprinkled around us, I added the religious music that you hear to block out the oldies music that her neighbor had playing, but of course it wasn't there in the original. Please, if you did not do so on an earlier podcast, I would very much love it if you'd pause and say Hail Mary or an Our Father or a Memorare for my grandmother. Her name is Ruth Nix. Finally, make sure to get your hands on these prayers and show them to a priest who would be willing to pray these over you in your final agony. These prayers of the commendation of the soul are serious, powerful, and rigorous, but also very beautiful and extremely merciful. We begin with the prayers of the commendation of the soul, recorded live as I prayed them over my grandmother. God rest her soul. Peace to this house and to all who live here. Sprinkle me, O Lord, with the hyssop, and I shall be purified. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Holy Mary, pray for her. All you holy angels and archangels, pray for her. Holy Abel, pray for her. All you choirs of the just, pray for her. Holy Abraham, pray for her. Saint John the Baptist, pray for her. Saint Joseph, pray for her. All you holy patriarchs and prophets, pray for her. Saint Peter, pray for her. Saint Paul, pray for her. Saint Andrew, pray for her. Saint John, pray for her. All you holy apostles and evangelists, pray for her. All you holy disciples of the Lord, pray for her. All you holy innocents, pray for her. Saint Stephen, pray for her. Saint Lawrence, pray for her. All you holy martyrs, pray for her. Saint Sylvester, pray for her. Saint Gregory, pray for her. Saint Augustine, pray for her. All you holy bishops and confessors, pray for her. Saint Benedict, pray for her. Saint Francis, pray for her. Saint Camillus, pray for her. Saint John of God, pray for her. All you holy monks and hermits, pray for her. Saint Mary Magdalene, pray for her. Saint Lucy, pray for her. All you holy virgins and widows, pray for her. All you holy saints of God, intercede for her. Be merciful, spare her, O Lord. Be merciful, deliver her, O Lord. Be merciful, deliver her, O Lord. From thy anger, deliver her, O Lord. From death's dangers, deliver her, O Lord. From an unholy death, deliver her, O Lord. From the punishments of hell, deliver her, O Lord. From every evil, deliver her, O Lord. From the power of the devil, deliver her, O Lord. Through thy birth, deliver her, O Lord. Through thy cross and passion, deliver her, O Lord. Through thy death and burial, deliver her, O Lord. Through thy glorious resurrection, deliver her, O Lord. Through thy wonderful ascension, deliver her, O Lord. Through the grace of the Holy Spirit, the Consoler, deliver her, O Lord. In the day of judgment, deliver her, O Lord. We who are sinners, we implore thee, hear us. That thou would spare her, we implore thee, hear us. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. Go forth from this world, O Christian soul, in the name of God the Father Almighty, who created you, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who suffered for you, in the name of the Holy Spirit, who has been poured forth upon you, in the name of the glorious and holy Mother of God, the Virgin Mary, in the name of Saint Joseph, her illustrious spouse, in the name of the angels and archangels, in the name of the thrones and the dominations, in the name of the principalities and the powers, in the name of the virtues, the cherubim and the seraphim, in the name of the patriarchs and prophets, in the name of the holy apostles and evangelists, in the name of the holy martyrs and confessors, in the name of the holy monks and hermits, in the name of the holy virgins and of all the saints of God, may peace be your dwelling today, and may your home be holy Sion, through Christ our Lord. Amen. O God of compassion and kindness, who in thy boundless mercy dost erase the sins of the penitent and remove the guilt of past wrongdoing, by the grace of forgiveness, look with kindness upon this thy servant Ruth, and listen to her prayer as she asks with her whole heart for the remission of all her sins. Make new in her, O most loving Father, whatever has been damaged by earthly weakness and profaned by the deceit of the devil, and incorporate into the body of the church this member who has been redeemed. Listen with mercy to her sighs, O Lord. Look with mercy on her tears. And as her trust is only in thy mercy, admit her to the mystery of reconciliation with thee, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Dearest sister, I commend you to Almighty God, and I entrust you to him who created you, so that when, by your dying, you have paid the debt to which every man is subject, you may return to your Maker, to him who formed you from the clay of the earth. And then, when your soul goes forth from your body, may the radiant company of angels come to meet you. May the assembly of the apostles, our judges, welcome you. May the victorious army of white-robed martyrs meet you on your way. May the glittering throng of confessors, bright as lilies, gather about you. May the glorious choir of virgins receive you. May the patriarchs enfold you in the embrace of blessed peace. May Saint Joseph, beloved patron of the dying, raise you high in hope. And may the Holy Mother of God, the Virgin Mary, lovingly turn her eyes toward you. And then, gentle and joyful, may Christ Jesus appear before you to assign you a place forever among those who stand in his presence. May you never know anything of the horror in the darkness, of the shrieking in the flames, of the anguish in the place of torment. May the most foul tempter with his mob fall back before you. May he tremble at your coming with your escort of angels and flee into the dread chaos of eternal night. May God arise and his enemies be scattered, and may those who hate him flee before his face. As smoke vanishes, so let them vanish. As wax melts before the fire, so may sinners perish before God. But let good men feast and rejoice in the sight of God. May shame and confusion strike the cohorts of hell. And may the slaves of the tempter not dare to bar your way. May Christ, who is crucified for your sake, free you from excruciating pain. May Christ, who died for you, free you from the death that never ends. May Christ, the Son of the living God, set you in the evergreen loveliness of his paradise, and may he, the true shepherd, recognize you as one of his own. May he free you from all your sins and assign you a place at his right hand in the company of his elect. May you see your Redeemer face to face, and standing in his presence forever, may you see with joyful eyes truth revealed in all its fullness. And so, having taken your place in the ranks of the blessed, may you enjoy the happiness of divine contemplation forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, in thy mercy, receive thy servant into the place of salvation which she is hoping to receive from thy mercy. Amen. Deliver, O Lord, thy servant from all the dangers of hell, from constraining punishments, and from all distress. Amen. Deliver, O Lord, the soul of thy servant, as thou didst deliver Enoch and Elias from the death that all in this world must die. Amen. Deliver, O Lord, the soul of thy servant, as thou didst deliver Noah from the flood. Amen. Deliver, O Lord, the soul of thy servant, as thou didst deliver Abraham from Ur of the Chaldees. Amen. Deliver, O Lord, the soul of thy servant, as thou didst deliver Job from his sufferings. Amen. Deliver, O Lord, the soul of thy servant, as thou didst deliver Isaac from becoming a sacrifice at the hand of his father Abraham. Amen. Deliver, O Lord, the soul of thy servant, as thou didst deliver Lot from Sodom and its flames. Amen. Deliver, O Lord, the soul of thy servant, as thou didst deliver Moses from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Amen. Deliver, O Lord, the soul of thy servant, as thou didst deliver Daniel from the den of the lions. Amen. Deliver, O Lord, the soul of thy servant, as thou didst deliver the three young men from the fiery furnace and from the power of the unjust king. Amen. Deliver, O Lord, the soul of thy servant, as thou didst deliver Susanna from an unjust condemnation. Amen. Deliver, O Lord, the soul of thy servant, as thou didst deliver David from the power of King Saul and the might of Goliath. Amen. Deliver, O Lord, the soul of thy servant, as thou didst deliver Peter and Paul from prison. Amen. And as thou didst deliver blessed Tecla, thy virgin and martyr, from three cruel torments, so deliver the soul of this thy servant, and cause her to rejoice with thee in the good things of heaven. Amen. We commend to thee, O Lord, the soul of thy servant Ruth, and we beg of thee, O Lord Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, that thou wouldst not refuse the welcoming embrace of the patriarchs to this soul for whose sake thou didst, in thy mercy, come down upon earth. Recognize her, O Lord, as thy creature, made not by strange gods, but by thee, the only true and living God, for there is no God other than thee, and no works like thine. Give joy, O Lord, to her soul by the sight of thee. Remember not the sins and intemperance she has committed, urged on by the madness and fever of evil desire. Indeed, she sinned, yet never did she deny the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but believed in them, had zeal for God's cause, and faithfully adored him who made all things. Amen. We pray thee, O Lord, do not remember the faults of her youth and her ignorance, but rather, through thy great mercy, be mindful of her in the splendor of thy glory. May heaven open for her. May the angels rejoice with her. Receive thy servant, O Lord, into thy kingdom. May she be taken up by holy Michael, the archangel of God, who leads the armies of heaven. May the holy angels of God come to meet her and take her into the heavenly city, Jerusalem. May she be welcomed by the blessed Peter, the apostle to whom God gave the keys of the kingdom of heaven. May she be aided by St. Paul, the apostle who is worthy to be God's chosen instrument. May St. John, the favored apostle of God, to whom were revealed the secrets of heaven, intercede for her. May all the holy apostles on whom has been conferred the power of binding and loosing pray for her. May all who have endured great sufferings in this world for Christ's name, the saints and the chosen of God, intercede for her, so that freed from the bonds of the flesh, she may attain to the glory of the kingdom of heaven. Through the help of our Lord Jesus Christ, who with the Father and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, world without end. Amen. O Virgin most kind, Mary, Mother of God, most loving consoler of those in distress, commend to your Son the soul of his servant Ruth, so that because of your motherly intervention, she may be freed from the terrors of death and may joyfully arrive in your company at her longed-for home in heaven. Amen. To you do I turn for refuge, Saint Joseph, patron of the dying, at whose happy deathbed Jesus and Mary stood watch. Because of this twofold pledge of hope, I earnestly commend to you the soul of this servant Ruth in her last agony, so that she may, with you as protector, be set free from the snares of the devil and from everlasting death, and may attain to everlasting joy through Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, by thy most blessed agony and by the prayer which thou didst pray for us on the Mount of Olives, when thy sweat became as drops of blood trickling to the ground, deign I implore thee to offer up and show to God, the Father Almighty, the countless drops of thy bloody sweat, which thou didst shed for us in the anguish of dread, that they may be weighed against all the many sins of this thy servant Ruth. Free her in this the hour of her death from all the penalties and sufferings which she fears that she deserves for her sins. Thou, who with the Father and the Holy Spirit livest and reignest, God forever and ever. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us on the cross, deign I implore thee to offer up and show to God, the Father Almighty, on behalf of this thy servant Ruth, all the bitter sufferings and pains which thou didst endure on the cross for us wretched sinners, particularly in that hour when thy holy soul left thy sacred body. Free her in this hour of her death from all the pains and sufferings which she fears she deserves for her sins. Thou who, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, livest and reignest, God forever and ever. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. O Lord Jesus Christ, who didst say through the mouth of the prophet, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, in pity have I drawn you to myself. Deign I implore thee to offer up and show to God the Father Almighty on behalf of thy servant Ruth that love of thine which drew thee down from heaven to earth to endure all thy bitter sufferings. Deliver her from all the pains and sufferings which she fears that she deserves for her sins, and grant salvation to her soul in this hour when it takes its departure. Open to her the gates of life and cause her to rejoice with thy saints in everlasting glory. And do thou, most loving Lord Jesus Christ, who has redeemed us by thy most precious blood, take pity on the soul of this thy servant Ruth, and lead her into the lovely places of paradise that are forever green, so that she may live with thee in undivided love, never to be separated from thee and from those whom thou hast chosen. Thou who with the Father and the Holy Spirit livest and reignest, God forever and ever. Amen. De expirazione, on expiration, prayed by the person dying, or in proxy by the priest. Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, receive my spirit. Holy Mary, pray for me. O Mary, Mother of Grace, Mother of Mercy, protect me from the enemy and receive my soul at the hour of my death. Saint Joseph, pray for me. O Saint Joseph, with your spouse, the Blessed Virgin, open to me the heart of the Divine Mercy. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I give you my heart and my soul. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, assist me in my last agony. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, in your blessed company may I sleep and rest in peace. O my God, I believe everything that the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church believes and teaches. In this belief will I live and die. O my God, I trust and hope that in thy endless mercy thou wilt be kind to me. I trust and hope that through the bitter suffering of thy Son Jesus Christ and through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and of all the saints, I may be able to gain eternal life. O my God, I love thee with my whole heart, with my whole soul, and with all my strength. I long to love thee with the great love of thy saints. Because I love thee, I am sorry for all the sins of my whole life that I have committed against thee, and for all the sins I have committed against my neighbor. O my God, with my whole heart I forgive anyone who has ever made me suffer and anyone who has been my enemy. With my whole heart I ask forgiveness of everyone whom I have wronged and of everyone to whom I have ever given pain. O my God, give me the grace of patience in my suffering and of submission to thy holy will. I offer thee this illness as a punishment for my sins, and I unite myself with the bitter sufferings and death of my Lord Jesus Christ. Have mercy on me, O God, in the greatness of thy mercy. In thee, O Lord, have I hoped, may I never be put to shame. Before I was born, thou didst know me. In thine image, O Lord, thou didst form me. To thee, my Creator, I give back my soul. The wrong I have done, O Lord, appalls me, and I stand ashamed in thy presence. When thou dost come to judge me, do not condemn me. To thee, my Creator, I give back my soul. Most kind Lord Jesus Christ, because of thy bitter suffering, may I be numbered among thy chosen. My Jesus, mercy, Lord, save us, we perish. Come, Lord Jesus. My guardian angel, I put myself in your hands. All you holy angels and saints of God, pray for me and help me. Amen. Come to her aid, O saints of God. Come forth to meet her, angels of the Lord, receiving her soul, presenting it to the Most High. May Christ, who has called you, now receive you, and may the angels bring you to Abraham's bosom. Receiving her soul, presenting it to the Most High, eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon her. Presenting her soul to the Most High, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon her. From the gates of hell, save her soul, O Lord. May she rest in peace. Amen. O Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry come unto thee. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Let us pray. O Lord, we commend to thee the soul of thy servant Ruth, that when she departs from this world, she may live with thee. by the grace of thy merciful love, wash away the sins that in human frailty she has committed in the conduct of her life. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.